possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
My dad's not here right now. He's still at work. So I'm going to bless him.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I'm going to see if there's a clean version. So then my parents and the people at my school will not get mad at me. We've got the spritzer filled with water, just in case if stuff gets too fire. I'm gonna set up the speaker and I'm gonna listen to
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I think this is the best
Mike Shope
feature that I've heard in a long time. I think his flow is really good in it and I like his aggressiveness on it. And
the Bulldog
put not enough effort in it. I think overall his flow was good, but I don't like that mumble rapping. That was my review of
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Didn't need a spritzer. Wasn't fire enough. No spritzer for you. No spritzer.
Well, listen, I have two, but they're not with me, and you can't have them. But I do have these two autographed Stephon Diggs footballs, you know, collecting dust in my basement. Just I think one my son won in a raffle at a school. Pretty sure that's what happened. I feel like one is his. And here one time we had a kind of a picnic and there was cornhole and different things, and my partner and I won, and we were able to pick from the prizes, and I'm a value-based drafter. So for me, the Diggs ball, even though we already had one in our house and really didn't care about him that much, that's what the tickets were gone. So, all right, now I've got two Stephon Diggs autographed footballs. If only Sal knew. I have no plans for them. You would never know who signed these balls because he's like most athletes, since when? The 90s? The 60s? That you just really have no idea what they've written? I mean, it might actually be a bit. And my daughter won a stick signed by Matthias Samuelson. And oh my goodness, like you just have it, it could just as easily be that my dog found a marker in the middle of the night and just sort of dragged it to her bed and came across the blade of the hockey stick and just sort of dragged a black line on the stick and like that's the autograph. That would be no worse than what it is. I mean, I know these guys sign a lot but there's rarely is there any effort made into actually signing their name. So I've got so that it looks like their name. Maybe you get a number. I don't know. What am I going to do with two autographed Stephon Diggs footballs? No, again, you can't come down here and just take them from me, even if you know Tony. There's just no chance of that. All the people who are here today working will get in your way. There'll be so much traffic in the office. It's kind of like most days, but I mean, it's a wasteland today. Nobody's here for the Friday before Labor Day. As a football fan and not much of a college fan, Labor Day and so many fantasy leagues and lineups, I'm so excited. Like every day I'm this is wasted time. I know you can tell me that all of it is, but there's a plan here to try to win money and sort of have fun doing it. Every day for the last week or more, I go to my websites and try to, you know, see if my lineup is right. That's ridiculous. I really don't need to be doing that. One of the sites I play on, you click on live scoring. Try this if you're as excited as I am for the season. If you had your draft already, you know, isn't that quaint? Your draft, your one draft. Go to the site you're on and click on live scoring or whatever, you know, version of that your site that you use has. And I went to one today and it said live scoring. It was like, you know, I was being scolded. Live scoring is not available until the season. Like, well, we're not close enough so that I can like see my matchup in week one. I guess not. But I started to say Labor Day weekend gets away from me as a fan, as a player. It just always does. Tomorrow doesn't happen this way every year, but first day of a three-day weekend, even including tonight. I have a draft at 10 tonight, of course, but you know, sometimes even including the Friday night, get to Saturday, and it's, you know, usually sort of the last weekend before school. It is for one of my kids' sake anyway. You know, if it's nice out, you just get that last taste of summer. And my family life is kind of different now, but for many years, those drought years when I did with Bulldog every post-game show and the Bills almost never played at night, and it was like, there's going to be one, this is almost the last Sunday off before New Year's. Like, this is the last Sunday off of the calendar year. And now it's different. I don't work the night games anymore, you know, mostly. And so, and the Bills are playing at night a lot. I mean, they've had how many night games the last 3 years? Maybe 20, something like that. So it's been different. But we used to look at it as this is sort of daddy's last Sunday. And so Saturday might be like kick back, not thinking about work and sports. And, you know, it's off for 3 days. Then Sunday would be maybe a hike or some sort of family outing. My father often had a party on Labor Day where extended family would come in. That might be happening again. I don't even know. You know, just sort of the weekend would go by. And then maybe Monday I'm a little hungover and it's just like, oh, it's a Monday off. We're school shopping. We're just like, it's really a weekend, almost ironically, where I get away from football kind of pretty hard. And then Tuesday shows up and Ross Tucker is on hold. And I've got, you know, there's a game on Thursday and I've got 50 lineups and so I kind of, I as a, not in a bad way because the family stuff I say is important, but in a football way, I'll get to Tuesday afternoon and just be like, what, wow, did I miss anything? There probably won't be very much news, I guess, but there could be some. So that's just me. Today, Sam Panayotovich, Matt Waldman, and Sal Capaccio later on. I kind of want to do picks, but there's only college games. And I did watch some of Sam's show, Bet Sweats, today, and found out that Baylor was playing tonight against Auburn. And my wife went to Baylor, and she knew that. She knew that before I did. She's like, yeah, they haven't hosted an SEC team in X number of years. I'm like, great. So that'll maybe be on in my house tonight. I think that's 8 o'clock. The spread is like less than a field goal. Auburn at Baylor. That'll look good. Baylor has 50 different uniform combinations, so you never know what you're going to get there. And so that's exciting. I was pretty geared up watching Bet Sweats. They're talking about, you know, the college slate, but also NFL futures and that. And Bulldog is not here, but he's big on this. And with Sam, even, 8 division winner parlay. And he and I had a fun couple of days, Bulldog and I, over the offseason, like sort of trying to put that together. And there was one day where, why is it going to pay me less if I pick Detroit instead of Minnesota in the NFC North, even though Minnesota is the bigger underdog? I still haven't dug in. And, you know, I like this about myself. I still haven't dug in hard enough on these to really analyze that. But I did today come up with a bet that I made, 8 division winners. And, you know, come on. What are your chances, right? But $10, I'm in. I did it for you. I did it to give you something to listen to because I know you were dying for this. So here's what I did. I'll go AFC, then NFC, east to west. I could have moved off of the first two picks if I wasn't happy with what the return would be if I were to win. But I got to eight. I got through it, and I was fine with the return, so I left it. Bills, Ravens, chalk. The Bills are the biggest division favorite in the league. I've had kind of this, you know, really just for the sake of our conversation mostly, this kind of attitude with many guests over the offseason, like, what do you think about the division? Is it as cake as most people seem to think? And most of our guests have said yes. Even, I mean, yesterday it was like, I don't really see Steve Palazzolo on Wednesday. I don't really see anybody challenging them for first place. But, you know, this or that could happen. So I left the Bills on, and I left the Ravens on too. I don't think the Ravens especially really have to win that division. There's just more to believe in beyond Baltimore there, that if Cincinnati's defense holds up and you get the same year from Burrow and company, maybe you get a 12-win Bengal season. They lost the two games to Baltimore last year by a nose. And they win those games, they almost would have flipped last year with one of the worst defenses in the league and everybody loving everything about Baltimore. So they weren't really that far away. And you have Aaron Rodgers in Pittsburgh, and that's to be respected, I guess. So it doesn't have to happen. Might do another one where I leave the Ravens off. I started Bills, Ravens. Now I know when I get to the AFC South, I've got to get creative. Just picking all the favorites is not going to work. So I went Jacksonville there. And I don't think that's really that risky. Houston, though, very questionable up front. New coordinator. If you need it, if you care about it, Mixon is out, and he might not play at all. Rookie receivers after Collins and Christian Kirk, I guess. Houston is not that solid to me. So Jacksonville, new coach, lots of talent. We'll try that. And then I went with Denver. And Denver, as we get to the end of the offseason, to me, is a team that everybody respects. Maybe they don't think they're great, but everybody thinks they're good. Great defense, maybe. We'll see if that repeats. It often doesn't when it comes to defense, but everybody loves their roster defensively. Knicks worked out. I mean, I just sort of, to be cheeky, better stats than Allen last year. Yards, touchdowns, picks. Like, Knicks was better than the MVP in every one of those categories as a rookie. So you got something there. And they use a lot of different pieces, you know, like the Bills do, kind of, at receiver and even running back. But Sean Payton was a success last year there. And then maybe they're better, and maybe Kansas City just has, I don't know, it's lame, run its course. I mean, does Rashi Rice's suspension, it feels like nothing can really penetrate them, but you just don't win forever. So Denver's live. I think they're good. A couple of swing games, and maybe you get there for first place. Then NFC, I went Philadelphia because I didn't have a better idea. I just don't really trust Washington to be the same team. Just a spike year like that. And there might be a little bit with the Eagles of, well, nobody repeats in that division. No way they have sort of the smooth trip, like in a horse race, they might say, as last year. So they have to throw more. Not everybody loves Hurts as a passer. I think there could be a sort of skepticism about the Eagles that I'm just going to bet against here and take them. And it wasn't like a huge price. Can't get with Dallas anymore. And I think the Giants might be okay, but I doubt first place. I mean, that'd be pretty crazy. So Philadelphia, and then I like this idea partly because of yesterday. Minnesota. I think Detroit is okay here too. Just kind of playing off the idea that maybe we're all going to overreact to Green Bay. The trade is incredible. I hope that, I mean, Matt LaFleur, Most people, I don't say different, really. Most people, I think, consider him really good. They've won a lot, but they haven't won big. And he had the MVP quarterback for a couple seasons, and they paid Jordan Love huge. They haven't really gotten there yet. And I wonder if, I said this, even yesterday, before the Parsons trade, is Green Bay ready to sort of put its foot down? Like, ready to go for it? They run the ball a lot. They don't run very many plays relative to the rest of the league. It's all pretty safe. Do you believe in Jordan Love or don't you? Wide receiver in the first round. Now this trade. I mean, Green Bay had better come out going. Next week, they open with the Lions at home. Perfect. Make your statement. Do we need more time to acclimate Micah Parsons? I would hope not. They have a Jaden Reed injury that might be a little bit of annoying for them, but I just, you know, in terms of this particular parlay, though, I went with Minnesota because I think the roster is great, and, you know, O'Connell, the coach, has gotten his quarterbacks off every time, and Justin Jefferson the same every time. They bring in Adam Thielen to put with Jefferson and Hockenson to start the season. They get Jordan Addison after three games. Aaron Jones, Jordan Mason. I like the Vikings. So they were the third choice. Gave me a little bit of juice here for this parlay. Then I'm going to skip the NFC South for dramatic effect. San Francisco is the favorite in the West. A super easy schedule. It was interesting to talk to Steve Palazzolo about that division on Wednesday. At the end of our conversation, which I really enjoyed, I asked him, is there a dark horse for you in the league this year? And his answer was, I think anything can happen in the NFC West. Maybe Seattle with Darnold. If they get the offensive line right, maybe they're legit. Arizona. I can't just bring myself to consider Arizona as, like, good. I mean, it's happened. Kurt Warner, Carson Palmer, even Murray got them to the playoffs. Like, it's happened. I liked his argument, his logic. Okay, maybe. The Rams, I mean, they have a recent Super Bowl. They still have Stafford, Nacua, Davante Adams, McVay. They've got the principal, Jared Verse, they've got the principal figures for a team that you can, you know, believe in. And they went to the NFC or divisional round. They lost to Philadelphia in a close game. But they held up pretty well last year. I'm just going with the Niners. They've got enough right. They always scheme their offense to pretty much perfection. McCaffrey is healthy. Kittle. So I went San Francisco. And then NFC South, I went Carolina. This was the one bigger long shot that I picked. Second biggest would be who? Like the Vikings, I guess. And they're not really that much.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress,
to visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at Bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
much of a long shot. They won, what, 13 games last year or something. But Carolina's a big bet. Carolina is a coach that really incredibly, I mean, with the player deserves the credit too, incredibly salvaged Bryce Young last year. I mean, that was just, he was written off like total bust at the 101. Stroud was a great rookie, and Young was just like terrible. Next year starts, so last year, it's more of the same. He sits for what, a month or so, comes back, and he's kind of, he's got it. Really weird. I don't know how that happened. We don't ever talk to anybody from Carolina. Like, what actually happened there? But here comes Bryce Young, and now Teteroa McMillan, I almost said McMillions because I heard him described that way, eighth overall. They trade Thielen to Minnesota. Okay. Jalen Coker, if you've got a fantasy draft this weekend, just remember that name. You might not be in a league where you need to pick him, but he's probably their number two. I think he's probably above Leggett, who was their first-round pick last year after trading with the Bills. And the Bills and Panthers swap spots. The Panthers draft Xavier Leggett. The Bills wait until the next night and draft Keon Coleman. So I think Coker, it sounds like Coker is the number two behind McMillan, a rookie. And then you have another young player at tight end, Jatavion Sanders. Chuba Hubbard was fine. They've got some interesting pieces. I don't really know what they are defensively, but I don't think Tampa Bay has to win the NFC South every year. And Atlanta was a little bit too, for me, a little bit too obvious as a, you know, a pivot in this kind of a thing. So we went Bills, Ravens, Jaguars, Broncos in the AFC, division winners, Eagles, Vikings, Panthers, 49ers. And that, and 10 bucks on that, I'm already counting the money. Almost definitely will lose. Wins 4,100, so 4,100 on a $10 bet. And I'd like to think never will there be a day where like, oh, I wish I had that 10 bucks. You know, it must be nice, right? But I'd like to think I will not ever regret this. It's a small enough amount. I mean, it's less than lunch where I can live with whatever happens. And, you know, if you get to a point in the season with these, and Sam's the expert who will be on next, not me, but I think if you get to a point in the season where six or seven of them look good, then you can hedge on the others, you know, just figure out however you have to do that, whether that's a division bet or games or anything like that. So that's what we did. I wanted to be involved. Bulldog did his. He's not here. I want mine. Buffalo, Baltimore, Jacksonville, Denver, Philadelphia, Minnesota, Carolina, and San Francisco. Okay. Well, there's a lot. Even though we've got the holiday weekend coming up and the regular season doesn't start until next week, and I've also got three guests coming up, whether it's fantasy or whether it's any sort of Bill's point that we've been talking about for a couple of days or for 6 months, this is the day for it. We get to Tuesday, and we're breaking down matchups. I think Tuesday, especially with Monday off, like I said, Labor Day weekend just sort of truncates the whole thing. We get to Tuesday, and it's like, okay, wow, the Ravens, this is really happening. Final opener out at the stadium, all of it is just right around the corner here. Sam Paniatovich from Bet Sweats will talk a little bit about the college football weekend, some of these future thoughts, and maybe a little fantasy too. I'll tell them about my two individual awards bets that I made, being able to do so, having been on the road last weekend in a state where they allow you to do that. Crazy that there's a place with such freedom where you can actually bet on who will win the MVP. But New York is not such a place, so you got to travel for that. I don't think Philadelphia. I don't think Pennsylvania is either. I don't think Ohio is either, but I know Indiana is. Indiana will let you make such a bet. Sam next, Matt Waldman, Sal Capaccio as well to come today. Thanks for being with me. This is Mike Shope on WGR.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.